Hello.
Wow. Welcome, everyone. This is the Novo Convo Podcast. I'm Veronica. I'm joined by Harrison. Wow, look at him. He's ready.
Where? Oh, I was ready to just be like, oh, he's right over there. I'm like, but where?
Where? Looks wrong. Around.
Predicted wrong. It's bad.
Yeah, it's fine.
We got to end
it's
it now. Fine. We got to restart.
Yeah. The unpredictable. Yeah?
Restart?
Now.
Okay.
On record. But we're both just here, wanting an excuse to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics. But really, we're trying to clear out this never-ending backlog, which is never-ending here.
But it's a little slower this week, so it's...
Yeah.
It's never-ending, but not, like, too much, you know?
But not too much. Not, yeah. Yeah. But also, some would say, we're conversing.
Like, Novo Combo and GVO Combo sweat right up on my head right there.
Wow, wow.
Just look at the logo. It looks nice. I always like the logo.
Genius. It's really nice. Just look at the looks. And it puts the logo somewhere else.
Moves it. I'm messing with myself at that point.
It's fine. Because you can watch every episode on YouTube or listen to it as a podcast by searching Novo Convo on your podcast service of choice. Where? Everywhere? Anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this week, it is week 12 of our news dumpy. So, middle March, March 17th through the 23rd, aka St. Patrick's Day, St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah. Celebrate, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Hopefully you wore green so you didn't get pinched.
That assumes I'm going outside.
Yeah, same. We do need touch grass, and that is green.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, as usual, in these episodes, you don't need to finish anything. Or, you know, we won't spoil anything. We'll be okay. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I think. Let's get into pop culture. There was a docuseries that dropped on Max. It's called Quiet on Set. It was very interesting. It basically talked about child actors within Nickelodeon sets. There's 3 episodes out. I was going to put this in like other shows and movies section, but I think this popped off as pop culture.
It too popped much off this enough, week. I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I want to, but I've seen clips already. So, Same. Yeah. But I was not like a true Nickelodeon kid. I was more like Disney Channel.
Okay. I need to ask that. I'm wondering if my. I watched I was the kid that watched like Cartoon Network, Disney,
I watched Cartoon
and
Network.
Nickelodeon. Yeah. But as I've talked to my wife at this point, I've learned that I want to say my family's pretty Disney. Like my mom was a huge Disney fan, so I'm aware of all this stuff. But I don't think I watched the channel as much as I thought.
Oh, I did.
I don't think. Yeah, and I've learned this because I'm like, oh. I recognize more stuff from Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network more than Disney. So I guess I did the whole thing when you were a kid where you just switch between channels.
Yeah, switch between channels. See what's on. Yeah.
But so me saying this because I'm like watching the bits and pieces from the Quiet on Set documentary.
Yeah.
And I'm like freaking out about all this stuff. And I look at my wife and I say all this. And she's like, we learned that she was more raised on Disney Channel first. Like first, and then maybe Cartoon Network, and then Nickelodeon.
That was me.
That was you, right? That was you. Okay. I can't tell if I'm normal, because I recognize all these, like anyone that's being brought up, I vaguely remember seeing these guys on like TV and all that. And I'm like, dude, this is wild.
The only show that I watched like actual episodes of was Drake and Josh. Which was like part of this documentary. But I never watched like Zoe 101 fully, Victorious, Amanda Show. Like I never watched any of that. Man, and it's interesting because I felt weird watching Drake and Josh. So that's why I never flipped to Nickelodeon. Okay. So and as this documentary was dropping, a lot of people were saying that too, that they were like, oh yeah, we watched like one episode of like Zoe, like a different show, and they were like, that's enough. So
see, I got that from other shows, and I think that's when I started falling off. But I think I'm dumb. I was like a
monkey brain, just
goblin,
watch whatever's on.
Goblin brain kid, where I just kind of took whatever. Well, I remember watching like the Amanda Bynes show, but I was like kind of young, so like the humor was just kind of there, and I thought it was like wacky and all that. But now looking back and like watching the clips again, I was like, dude, that is weird. Like, yeah. It's actually weird. Like, I can't watch that show, those shows, like, the same, because you've heard about, like, all, like, it was, like, what,
Did you know her name was actually Penelope Taint and not Penelope Tate? You know what Taint is,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And they had to spell it weird so they could, like, so it could, like, slip in. It's Penelope Taint, not Tate. And I thought it was Tate this entire time. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's gross.
I thought it was Tate this entire time. See, I'm... There's now stuff like this. Like, as a kid, I never thought about, right?
Yeah.
I just kind of
went with it. It's just interesting. I guess, like, I think this is hitting millennials.
It is. No, it would be. Because a little bit more. Those shows are what we grew up on, honestly.
Yeah.
I still remember coming home from school.
Or, like, even Saturday mornings. Even Saturday mornings. Like, reruns.
Most of the reruns. But, yeah, most of the time, I remember seeing these, like, during the weekdays. Like, I remember I would come home from work. Or not work. Wow. No. Nah. Wow. Back to school, and I remember seeing like the slime fest and all that stuff during I think I did inadvertently just choose Nickelodeon more, but now it makes more sense why my parents and my grandparents got mad at me, because the shows were ugly and it's like really weird.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah, again, as a kid, it worked, because I was like, it did. This is weird.
And I just felt like I just had like a sixth sense about it, so I was like, no thanks.
there were times when I think it was like inadvertently, if I didn't care enough about it, maybe I thought it was weird. Because I remember seeing the clips now of, like, I think it was the Amanda Bynes one where it was the sleepover.
Yeah.
I actually didn't care much for that, and I probably did look away and played something else, or I just changed the channel.
Like, changed the channel.
Because it's girl stuff.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like the perspective as like a grown up now, and you just like watch those clips back. It's like, ugh. It gives me like the,
because I know creeps. So it's popular because Drake Bell came out and said that he was essayed, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And dude, that's like reading up on the stuff and all the scenarios and everything. Like, this is, again, I haven't watched it in its entirety. I've been watching most of it on TikTok.
It's honestly on TikTok, yeah.
Because I've just been because it's on my algorithm right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Dude,
it's sad.
I feel bad for his dad.
It's sad. Yeah.
And then I feel, and I questioned his mom.
Oh, no. His mom, like,
it's like,
knew.
Pretty
sure his mom knew.
And I don't know if you followed this part. I was confused because I've only seen, like, the headlines for this about how he was also going to court, or he got served. Like,
I read up on that. That was three years ago. But his, it was fake, because was after fake. Yeah. He figured out that she was underage, he stopped messaging her, and then, but she kept stalking him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, he had to, because it was the whole plea bargain thing. That's the whole other update that I didn't even pay attention to, because I just read the headlines, but I was like, oh,
because I remember us talking about that.
We did, because it was like, pre-court. he had to flee to Mexico. And
yeah.
That's all not true.
But that didn't excuse him cheating on his wife.
No, it didn't. No. That's still, like, the thing. But, again, that's a whole nother, like,
bag of worms. But he stopped the cycle, because he figured out her age and stuff. So, I think I'm proud of him on that part.
Because then that's why initially, because I didn't know that, and I'm like, oh, maybe that explains. At first, I was like, oh, that all this stuff that's coming out in Quiet on Set, and I'm like, is that why people, comments were also saying, he's perpetuating the cycle? But then the news.
People do like research.
But then when you should do the research, you're like, wait, he actually stopped it. Okay, that's not bad. The action itself is still bad, but then like, the outcome wasn't, again, it's like that gray area.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of gray in that, like, okay, he didn't fully go through, but it's still kind of bad.
But you can kind of see why he spiraled a little bit during that time. And also Amanda Bynes, too, because I loved her during growing up.
Dude.
But it's just, like, so sad to see her now. Like, she's just so, like,
but
the light's not there anymore. Like, her eyes are just kind of, like, glazed
when you
over.
When you see, like, interviews from, like, back then of when she was a kid, one, it's kind of gross when you really think about it. But then two, this is just one of those things you kind of hope. And I know this is not just Nickelodeon. Like, it's...
Oh, it's Disney Channel.
Like, there's... You just kind of hope that going forward, there's just more protection for young actors and actresses on this. Because it's just really sad. Because you want them to, like, you want to cultivate talent correctly. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where it's, like, you also see, like, bad stuff happening, like, in YouTube and all that. And, like, groups. And it's just...
The family vloggers, yeah.
It's all just predatory. Crazy. It's just all very predatory.
And it's gross.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But yeah, that was the only pop culture that was really on our algorithm all week long.
This week.
Yeah. Let's get into anime stuff. Code Geass is coming back. It's Code Geass, Rose of the Recapture. It's going to be streaming on Disney Plus worldwide.
Is this the... This summer? Okay. And I love Code Geass because I watched the... actually, this is the first one of the first animes husband recommended me. Yeah, like way back.
He loves Code Geass.
No, and it's so good. And I get it. Is this the remake?
I can't tell.
I kind of wanted to watch it in its entirety. So that's why I didn't really...
I don't think it's a remake. It doesn't sound like a remake. I'm not too sure.
Let me search this up because I'm curious now. Because, Code Geass is great. I love it.
No, yeah.
It was totally like my... I think it was like the... And some people argue this now because generational, right? That was our Attack on Titan.
Yeah, because, I was just going to say.
Because the whole anti-protect.
The anti-hero.
The anti-hero. But like, dude, playing the...
Yeah.
The twist.
No, it's the twist. It's
beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I
can't tell. That's why I was like, I don't know.
Is this a spinoff?
It could be a spinoff as well.
I need to look into this more. But thank you for letting me know.
Yes. Or you can just leave a comment. Let us know what it is. Yeah. Blue Box, an anime that's scheduled for October 2024. It's a basketball. Yeah.
Whoa.
But less like power-ups.
Is it more like, there's like this other basketball anime too.
I think it's more like that one.
Okay.
Like, it's like normal.
Okay.
It's a bit fine. Normal. Yeah.
And I think that's probably better because at the end of the day, everyone's just going to care. If you do any sport anime with powers, it's always going to compare to like the older ones.
Yeah.
Like Kuroko no Basuke. And I think,
like Slam Dunk.
Slam
Dunk's another one. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it B-Stars or B-Stars?
I say B-Stars.
Okay.
But
I'll just do B-Stars. Final season, part one, is scheduled sometime this year on Netflix. It's going to be a two-parter final season.
I read that wrong, but okay, got it.
Yeah. I have not watched this anime yet. It is on my backlog.
Same.
It's on my list.
Same.
But yeah, people always say like, oh, if you're into furries, you can watch this. And I'm like, well, I'm not into furries, but I want to watch this.
And here's the thing. I think that's the joke. Because the weird part is like, it's
good, apparently. No.
And I think that the weird part is, and I think this is just like how much exposure you get to stuff. It's really like Zootopia.
Yeah.
From what I've been told.
Yeah.
But it's just weirder. It feels furry-ish because there's more... mature themes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
and I think that's why people will just say furry at that point. But comment down below and let me know I'm wrong because I haven't watched it either. So here we are. I'm just playing devil's advocate at this point. But I have the same reason as Veronica. I just want to point out that there is the other.
He's like, I'm just in the middle, but it's in the backlog.
Not actually. I'm actually on the same side as Veronica, but I want to just point out that we're not. Anyway,
Your favorite. I'm just trying to PTSD here. Harrison here. Seven Deadly Sins, Four Nights of the Apocalypse. Season 2 is officially announced.
Nice.
You know.
I've seen the key art. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is the continuation, I think, right? It's like the...
Yeah, it's a sequel.
The next gen.
Yeah, the next gen. The children, basically.
The children of... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the...
You know, Harrison just recommending this to me and then... Dipping out.
The reason The reason why it sucks is I recommended it to you on third season, because you said it was great, and then the next season was like,
and then I watched the censorship next season.
It was so weird, and then I was like, oh no, dang it.
I watched ahead of Harrison, and then I was like reacting. I was like, guys, I don't think blood's supposed to be white. And then all Harrison said was, huh?
I instantly started watching like off the bat because I was like, ain't no way.
Yeah.
It was actually.
It
was bad.
Yeah.
I haven't watched anything since, so comment down below if it got better. But I actually don't think so based on Reddit.
I don't think so either.
Based on Reddit, it's like the biggest letdown. So.
Yeah. If they do a reboot,
honestly, a different studio. I should just read it instead.
Yeah, not saying that read it.
And even then, I think I heard like it's like okay, but at this point, I'll take okay rather than absolute
dog shit censor.
That makes me such.
I can just see Harrison's eyes twitching right now as we're talking about this.
I'm trying to keep my eyes as normal as possible.
Yeah. But let's get into Marvel stuff. Oh my goodness. X-Men 97? Okay. Now, this is something that you brought up, so I just added it in. But it has the best Rotten Tomatoes score ever for Marvel Studios. With 100% certified fresh.
Dude.
100%.
This is why they made the X-Men movies. This is why they went in on X-Men stuff back then.
Yeah.
Because it was good shit.
Good shit.
Like,
yeah. I totally agree.
I don't think I watched, and we kind of talked off camera, but I do want to watch this, but I don't remember watching the old one in its entirety, and I don't know. Comment down below and let us know.
But me too.
I know this is a continuation, and I feel like you do need to at least have some idea, because I've been watching the intro comparisons.
Oh, on YouTube? Yeah.
Yeah, on YouTube. I don't know if I sent one or if I just...
I think you sent one, the comparison YouTube.
See, the thing is, I don't remember if I sent a comparison of something, like, of Jujutsu. I've been sending comparisons of stuff much. But this one was cool because they did add two characters.
Ooh, okay.
I think they added Bishop and then, oh my god, what's his name? It's the bald dude.
Is it the non-binary?
I think so. Okay. I can't remember right now. But anyway, so I just noticed that they added them. And I'm like, oh, that's important because I think something happens in the last season because it shows that the dude had PTSD from, what's his face? See, I can't remember this much stuff. Again, example, exhibit A of maybe I should just rewatch the original.
Maybe because
it's on Disney Plus now.
Yeah, it is.
The whole series is on there. I'm like, okay, maybe I should just watch it.
So should we watch the original and then watch this?
Yeah. But I really want to watch this.
I want to watch this really first. Good. I know. I agree.
Because how many seasons? Hold on. I'm curious now. But yeah, so I didn't know, like, if you were you going to end up, like, were you thinking about watching it? And then, like, would you do the same? But it sounds like you're in the same boat.
I'm on the same boat as you. I didn't watch it in its whole entirety. I think just, like, episodes here and there whenever it was on TV. But I think it would be smart to watch the original and then this. Don't you agree?
So far, it's like 13 episodes for the first two seasons. Third season is like 19.
Okay.
Season four is 21. Oh, yeah. That was... See, I vaguely remember parts of these, and that's really cool.
No, me too.
Oh, then the last season's like 10. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like five seasons.
And I'm sure like they just say seasons, but it probably breaking it up by story.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, it's all here.
Okay, cool. That's easy. I could breeze through that. Yeah,
yeah. It's fine. Because they're all like 20-minute episodes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're all 20.
Probably 15 with the 5-minute intro or outro.
Yeah, probably.
Total, yeah. Ah, this next point. I don't know if you know this, but Sebastian Stan is not coming back as Bucky for Captain America Brave New World.
Really?
Nor is Daniel Zemo. Yeah.
Okay.
They're both not coming back. And Anthony Mackie is sad. Yeah. Since this has switched over to a movie, a lot of things have been, people have, like, characters have been dropping out, or, like, not dropping out, but, like, being taken out. So the next movie that Sebastian will be in is The Thunderbolts.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, clarification, is it because they were taken out or they left?
I think taken out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's why Anthony Mackie was like, I'm sad my friends aren't here with me. So we'll see where this new Captain America movie goes.
Dude, this one is such a...
This one's up in the air.
This is one of those turning points for this line, for Captain America line, yeah. Because I thought the last, or the show was, or what was it, Falcon Winter Soldier was like,
the show was, yeah.
Again, I think this was during the whole era of they needed more content, or just more time, more like
extra episodes in the season. We were shut down, yeah.
Well, even then, we were. Well, not just content for us, but it was just more like for the plot, and it felt like it just needed to be cleaned up a little bit. 2020 hindsight.
Yeah. No pun intended.
Because I remember the moments, right? You remember all the moments that they had, but it's like, it just felt, it got the point across and it was fine, but I kind of wish it had more time to, like, you know. So, this whole thing of, like, it becoming a movie and, like, I don't know people where it's kind going of at just this
characters
point.
Characters are,
they
like, yeah.
They changed the name. Because it used to be New World Order. Yeah, three times and...
And they've done reshoots, so many reshoots.
Yeah, I'm worried about this movie. Like, I'm worried about this one. So, yeah. My bet right now is going to be on the lower end.
Low side, yeah. But don't worry, Sebastian Stan, he's in Thunderbolts. That has been confirmed.
Yep.
So, we will see. We will see. Ah, Spider-Man.
Dude.
This was a weird one for us.
Is it weird? I have my reasons why I think this is happening, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so all 8 live-action Spider-Man movies will be re-releasing in theaters starting April 15th at a weekly basis. So it starts with Spider-Man, the original, April 15th, and then it ends with Spider-Man No Way Home, and that's June 3rd.
Yeah.
So every week, there's going to be a new Spider-Man to rewatch.
They gotta recoup that Madam Web money.
I know.
Because that's the thing. If it's showing the Sony ones, I'm like, this is a Sony move, right?
This point. Yeah. Because on top of Tom Holland's.
Yeah, but they have some rights to Tom Holland's. That's why.
Yes. Right?
So I'm sure this is a, oh no, Madam Web tanked. Wait, we still have Spider-Man stuff. Check this out. Stay interested.
Forget about Madam Web. Go What's back Madam to Web? Spider-Man. Yeah. No, totally agree. Also, so you shared this. There's a new game. It's called Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra.
Yeah, I
thought this was a movie.
No, and that's why I put it up here, because I actually thought I messed up the video. I actually thought it was a movie. Because the thumbnail, I was like, oh, wait, is this a new show? I'm confused. Hold on.
Yeah, me too.
1943, I was like, Rise of Hydra.
But it's a new game.
Yeah. And
it looks cool.
It looks cool. Like, the cinematic, because it's just cinematic gameplay, right? So it's not like game, or it's cinemax and not gameplay. Looks interesting because it's 1943, so it's like Captain America during World War II.
The war.
And Black Panther's in it.
Yeah.
But and I don't know if this is like, I don't think it was T'Challa's dad. I think it was like the one before.
The one before him.
Because it would have to be.
That would make sense.
I thought the name was different. I didn't look into it too much because I didn't fact check too much on that. So comment down below if I'm wrong. But looks good. I mean, the Marvel games have been relatively good because I know Spider-Man's been good. They're planning on making a Blade game.
Yes.
So. Minus the Avengers game itself, but that's fine. That's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother issue.
Yeah.
DC, got nothing. Got nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
I don't think. Comment down below if we're wrong. I've been catching up on the comic stuff, and
Has it been a journey?
It's been interesting, and it's been kind of why I dropped off for a bit. I come in and check and make sure, see where we're at, and I'm like, nope.
We're good. I'm good.
Yeah.
Other shows and movies, because we do watch other shows and movies a lot now, actually.
A lot.
The Acolyte, Star Wars based, the trailer released. It will be streaming on Disney Plus June 4th.
Soon, yeah.
Yeah, soon. We may or may not have a trailer reaction. Who knows? If we did, yeah, just go, you know, it was good. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
The reaction was good, yeah.
Yeah. We'll work on that. Every time we say that, it's just like, oh, oops.
Every time.
Yeah. Beetlejuice 2, there is a trailer released, and this is going to be in theaters September 6th now. Hmm. Beetlejuice, the original, is a masterpiece. I'm not too sure about these sequels coming out.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is the sequel to, like, the original,
the one that came out in, like, 1999 when we were kids. Like, 2000. Yeah. Okay. It's been a very long time.
Sure.
I think children are involved. What's her name? Jenna Ortega is in here?
Yes, I believe she... Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she's someone's
kid. I saw a promo. I guess I just didn't notice. I just didn't pay attention.
Yeah, she's someone's daughter, so...
Okay.
I forget. But yeah, we'll see. I'm not personally going to... go watch this in theaters, at least. If it goes somewhere streaming, I may put in the background.
Yeah.
Gaming news. Game Developers Choice Awards was out.
It happened this past week. I just put it there just because it was a thing. It's just an award thing. So
yeah,
Baldur's Gate won Game of the Year.
Did Baldur's Gate win?
What's new? This is more like for the developers,
mm-hmm.
Actual game devs, and not just cool. Which is cool. Yeah. But I know like the whole awkwardness is there's been a lot of layoffs and people not going because they don't know if they can they're still gonna have their job.
Yeah,
that's the big thing right now. So it sucks. It's like it's weird when it's like. This is for, you know, imagine like, I know like it's, I'm trying to think of a good example and I can't think of a good equivalent, but essentially it's like, this is for like that section of people like to finally like be able to give awards out and even like celebrate their success, but they can't be there, but the celebration's still happening.
It's just kind of weird. It's kind of awkward,
It's kind of weird. So
yeah.
That's kind of why I want to bring that up. It's just, we're in that time period of. Everything's weird.
Awkwardness.
Everything's weird. If you just look at all of this, it's kind of weird.
No, yeah. It is kind of weird. But yeah, that's all I have. Harrison, do you have anything to add?
No.
Nothing?
That was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it was. But thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all of our socials at NovoCombo, NGOVOCombo. Logo's right above Harrison's head if you don't know how to spell our last names or anything. If you're on YouTube, comment down below what we missed out. I tunnel vision, Harrison tunnel visions, we're on brand with that, so it's okay. Like this video, smash that subscribe button, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.